before or the week of May 27th when the album comes out, we're trying to get a late night TV show. Uh-huh. Right? Now, the only one that seems to have interest, which I love, is Colbert. And I love Colbert. But of course they came back and they're like, how about you and Brian Johnson? I'm like, yeah, let me call him. Hey, Brian. What? Hello? Brian, it's me, Jim. Ah. Who is it? It's Jim. What did you say? Brian!
Oh, no. Do I have to cut that?
No, I think it's been enough time.
What'd you make?
Okay, so really it's Amy's ass. Birthday.
Yes, yay! And let's start off. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy.
The shrink.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we can.
So,
start.
The big thing is
what show?
Amy does not like cakes, right? So, I got pies.
Woo!
Great!
Yeah, so we're getting some good pies here. Nice.
He's so excited.
He's very excitable.
He's so excited.
Thank you.
I got pies.
We got a key line.
Couple just quick announcements. We're back on with the Opie Radio.
Great.
Going live, great. Doing songs, which is weird. Because it went from, oh, we're now not on that week.
Right.
To now we are on.
Good.
Something fishy going on.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just glad we're doing it.
You never know what the reasons could be. There could be.
Right. Could be anything.
Could be anything. Yeah.
But I don't care. But we're definitely back on. And then September.
Oh, it's fine.
17th. The Rock Allegiance announcement. We're on with Alice in Chains. Sounds like Amy's a big fan of Alice in Chains.
Huge.
Really?
Huge. Yeah.
If
album.
They are there, are they playing the night we are?
Nobody knows.
No one knows yet.
They announced the days of what bands are playing it.
They don't have like the.
Yeah. Oh, we have to see if the announcement. If they are, I'll introduce you.
Yes.
Awesome. Can you do it for me too?
Yeah. No. I mean, no, we'll all go say hello.
I would love to go.
I know Jerry.
See some, I don't know, hack comic that night at the State Theater.
Oh my gosh, you have tickets for that? You bought tickets to see me? Are you kidding?
No, seriously.
Can you drive Alex back with you?
I was going to go to that too.
Actually, yeah, so I literally have to leave the stage, jump in my car, and then drive to the State Theater.
The only problem is I'm bringing my older son, so he would have to come with us. But
that's fine.
Can always just...
It's no problem.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
I'm literally leaving the stage and coming to going straight to the State Theater.
But you don't know what time you're on yet, though. You don't have a time yet.
I was told, without a doubt, our set is done by 5:30. That was told to me like 2-3 weeks ago because they said, "Hey, Jim's doing a State Theater that night. How's he going to pull that off?"
Do you want me to go to the State Theater just in case you're late and I'll stall?
What are you going to do? What are you?
Hi, my name's Alex.
Opera.
You can do that.
Figure it out.
I'm going to bake. I'll bake everyone a cake.
I'll one of your acts, but I'll sing it.
Party in the stomach.
Yeah. Here comes tequila.
La 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 la. So, all right, the Alice in Chains, the Rock Allegiance, we're definitely doing. Thrash video has how many, Artie?
Over 30,000 views.
30,000!
No!
Yes!
Awesome.
That's only 3 nights, I think.
Wow. Yeah,
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
I would love it if we can get over 100,000 by next week. That would be sick.
We will.
We showed Kay and Matt. The couple that...
That's the couple that make out
that make
in the
out,
video.
Yeah. And she was like I think I said in the last podcast, she was a little like, oh no, I hope it doesn't look bad, blah, 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 blah. And it was funny. When her scene came up, she basically had her hand over her eyes, but like looking through her fingers type thing. Like, oh God, what is this going to be like?
Yeah.
And her scene came up and she was like, oh wow, wow. And then there's the last shot is of her ass and she was like, my ass looks great. And there was our other friends were there, this this gay couple, and one of the guys is like, oh yes it does, you go girl. Like, it was like slam dunk, and I was like, how did I get here in life? It was wonderful. I was playing a thrash video for my neighbors and gay friends, and it was incredible.
Awesome.
A great time.
Awesome. So like when you just help us, people see it, when you text people, If you want to pass along, you just take the link, and just that's all I've been doing. I've literally been going through my contacts, like, hey, what's going on? Nothing. Hey, here, check this out. And then they have to click on most of the time. And once they click it, it's like, oh, great, it's another view. That's
nice.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, text is the way to go. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been texting, emailing, all that jazz. But
awesome.
I got great feedback from it.
Yep.
Oh. I only hear like two people. Out of all the comments, just like two people, like, yeah, it's all right.
No.
Yeah, it was more about the song, right? Wasn't it the song?
I guess so. The one guy just said,
stick to comedy.
Yeah, he said,
where was that?
Well, I'll still listen to you.
Not digging it, but I'll still listen to your comedy.
That's what it was. Not digging it, but I'll still listen to your comedy.
Where are those comments? Because I didn't see them on the
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
My Facebook page.
Okay.
He probably still listens to Richard Marx. Don't listen to him.
Right.
Richard Marx was live last weekend, solo acoustic.
Where?
Like somewhere around like here. Tish. He listens to Richard Marx like
he was
Tish
good.
Does.
He was really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
July 30th, Rover Fest.
Yeah, that's the one you were talking about.
Rover's huge.
Wait, what
awesome.
Is that? That's my birthday.
July 30th, your birthday?
Yeah.
What is that?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
It is a awesome. Huge festival.
I think all we need is the chance, man. You know,
I do
like,
too. I think the more we're out there too.
The more people hear it, the, you know.
I do too. And I think by the end of the summer, it's going to be pretty hot.
When we had nothing, like when we had like on the fly stuff on stage at like Orion and it ruled. You know,
I agree.
And everyone loved it. You know, like, not everyone. A majority of people loved it. You know?
No,
like,
when you think about when we did the Metallica Orion, right? I always judge things. People didn't have to come to our tent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was packed.
And the big thing was the second day, it was twice as packed.
Twice as
outside
big.
Of the whole thing.
And you can tell if they're leaving. If they're leaving, they're not interested. Like, this ain't good. People weren't leaving. They kept coming. And the ones that were there never left. They stayed. That's when they're really liking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true fan base, too, because at a festival, like, you were competing against other stages at the same time. It's not like they're stuck there.
Right.
And they're waiting for the next band. They can leave easily, come in and out.
They don't have to stand in front of you. So even Rockin' the Range, we had a big audience for that.
Oh, that was – there were huge names with us, like in the metal world. Huge. And we were the only group to go from the stage all the way to the stadium.
It was nuts, so.
Like, there were huge bands with us on that stage.
I went to I don't know if I told you, but when we did that, I don't remember the band that was on before us, but all I remember is going out to watch, and there was, like, maybe 200 people out there, something like that. And I went, I went and hid in the trailer, because I was too mortified to go out and look at the amount of people. And don't forget, I think it was the night before, and it was like six people.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was at that horror show in Nashville. Well, so between all that, and then once we get in a groove, we're going to be monsters.
And you have open air, too, in Chicago.
Chicago open air. That should be good.
One, right? And rehearsals have been great.
I need help, though.
I'm
listening like, oh my God, it's a horror show.
It's
right
rehearsals.
Now.
We all need help, but it's coming. Like, it's sounding exactly like the. We're getting to like the album.
Is it worse than what we heard on the way over here? The rehearsals?
We listened to Axl singing AC/DC. Did any of you guys get to hear any of it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What'd you think? What'd you honestly think? Back in Black.
I thought it sounds like Axl, but I don't think it fits.
Get out.
That's what it is. It sounded
terrible.
It sounded like Axl, but it doesn't fit with the song.
And also,
what was this?
It was Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Back in Black, we heard a Thunderstruck.
I heard Hell's Bells.
I heard Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. It didn't do anything for me, you know?
No. It sounds like he's going to blow his voice out.
Yeah.
It sounded like he's trying to sound like Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm. You can't.
AC/DC, the killer of singers. They killed Brian Johnson's ears. They're going to kill Axl Rose's throat. They're going to blind the next person.
Yeah, first they killed Bon Scott. He drank
I was thinking that first you do a song with Brian Johnson, right? And then his ears blow, right?
Right. And I hope then, this is going somewhere good.
And
Mike,
then you put Ozzy in your video. You act as Ozzy in your video. Ozzy's getting a divorce.
Oh,
you
no.
You just got the James puppet. What's
so you're saying
might be
James
a jinx.
Is a kiss of death?
We might be a jinx. We might be a jinx on fans.
Jim is the kiss of death, huh?
We gotta get an axle puppet.
We need an axle puppet right away. Give me that axle puppet as soon as possible.
Oh, I see a lot of guest spots on your tour. A lot of availability.
I'm breaking playing.
So on the tour, is it going to be like a mix of comedy and rock?
Yes.
I
think we do like we did in the past, where we mix a little bit of stand-up, a little bit of music, and then we go on the headline tour. What I want is a really cool theatrical looking stage where it's the concert starts with a garage door. It starts off actually with a video and the video is me waking up and looking around the house and no one's home, and either a voiceover or like I listen to a voiceover on the phone of her going, I'm gonna be gone about an hour and a half, so please be productive if you can do some things for me, and just it would be huge for me. And then I slowly, and then the band gets lit up in the garage, and then I walk through into the garage, put on the headphones, plug in, and then we're off.
Awesome.
And then we go. And I think we can have storytelling things. We can have mix the stand up, and also like certain songs have video intros. So if it's raising to Sugar Rush should have just some crazy looking visual of kids bugging out the whole time.
It's sped up too. Yeah. It should all be sped up.
Yes. Yeah. And that right. Just completely out of my Family Warrior. I want to do like a cool little intro. There's a bunch of stuff I want to do.
You have a whole bit for like your daughters?
Yeah, I could talk a little bit about teenage girls, and then we go into it.
I love that bit. That's really funny.
I love when they
start cutting themselves. I think it's the funniest thing when you go. I always go like, that's where you push it.
Right, that's where people go, whoa, we go how far. But
that's my favorite part.
It strikes a nerve.
I like the part where you have her like putting her phone down and like walking around it like an addict.
Yeah.
Or like when you go into the shower and like you realize that the water is going up to your knees.
Or when you ask her, are you going to wear that? And she just puts her finger. Everything you say to her, she starts throwing up.
All right, I'm going to have to change all that material now.
Yeah, you know, wait.
No.
We should talk about that too, because there was when I was over for dinner with at Jim's.
Yeah.
His
was Dory there?
Huh?
My little one?
No. Well, yeah, they were all there at one point, but your wife, Dee, was talking about how she felt about the AC/DC, the Brian Johnson, the Brian Johnson song. And I was like, oh, I know. Jim talked about it on the podcast. And she was like, what? I was like, oh, God. I was like, she was like, you talk about me on the podcast? I was like, I got to go. I was like, look at the time.
She was talking about the band name.
Oh, today she just trashed the band name. So stupid.
It's great.
Loud and Rowdy. It's so stupid.
Great.
I loved, and I have to say, I agree with her. My favorite name, to be honest with you, and I let everyone talk me out of it, I let Slagle talk me out of it.
Uh-oh.
And it was the
middle age crisis.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I love that name.
I like that.
That's a great name.
That is really good.
Well, it's too late now.
Is it?
Yes.
Next album.
Exactly. And I said I want to name the next album then Metal Age Crisis.
Or the next tour. Tour is a good name.
The tour is a good name. So, but I would have liked that as the band, yeah. But it's kind of
a good one.
Record name.
Mm-hmm. It's a great record name. Mm-hmm.
I like Thinking Loud and Rowdy. You can go anywhere with it. I like the Loud and Rowdy Neighbors. Loud and Rowdy, whatever. It was fun. It's fun.
I think it's fine.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's great merch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Loud and Rowdy. I can play that when I'm live. Are you all ready to get loud and rowdy? Are you loud? Are you ready to be rowdy? We are the loud and rowdy. Loud and rowdy, let's thrash.
Oh my God, I do a thrash.
Loud and rowdy, who's better than us? Loud and rowdy, no matter how much you think, no matter how much you study, no matter how educated you are, things will always be the unexplained. All right. Right now, the listener's like, "What is he talking about?" These are names of the songs of the album.
Jim, are you playing?
The Loud and Rowdy is family. This is the Family Warrior.
In this corner, I like how you sound like a boxer now. Yeah.
Let's get ready to get loud and rowdy.
Are you doing Opie Radio the day the CD comes out?
No, but what I may. I am throwing out the first pitch at Citi Field, and I'm in the works with MLB to use Met footage to present its LA Dodgers against the Mets on a Friday night. And so before I throw out the first pitch, I want Who's Better Than Us with the Mets montage playing on the big screen.
Wow. And then you do the national anthem too.
You're going to sing the national anthem?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Isn't that sick?
No way, really?
No, I'm not. So I guess that's... Oh, and then now I know you got an idea, Alex. You're chomping on the bit and you've been very patient.
Yeah, this is like...
But me and Mike came up with something tremendous today. Yes. And we have to present this to Joe.
Uh-oh.
Can yours... Let me hear yours first, because I know what ours is.
Okay. So I was thinking, in light of Ozzy and Sharon separating, we should do a Match.com profile for the Ozzy puppet.
Oh.
And film him going on dates.
Oh my God.
Pretty good.
That's great.
You know what?
That was the speed dating thing, like we came up with for.
I just thought of it.
Wait a minute.
We could do like all of them. We could do Match.com. We could do the speed.
You could do them at speed dating.
Ozzy speed dating, where it's like every minute there's another girl in front of the Ozzy puppet.
An American girl.
I would be happy.
Can you write this?
Yeah, right.
I want to make this as a video with my Ozzy puppet.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Oh my gosh, I can do this. Yeah, this is great.
This is good.
I want to do that as the puppet. That is so funny. Maybe. Okay, what is this that you do for a living? It's time to get crazy.
Or like me and Amy are out at a bar and the Ozzy puppet comes up and starts hitting on us.
Oh my God, that's right. So what is your sign? Do you like chocolate? Stupid. Do you like peanut butter and jelly? I hate it. That's why I don't talk to Sharon anymore. Wait a minute. We should have him. We should have the puppet hammered at a bar, holding a drink, just all depressed, telling some stories that happened.
It's like he's resting his head on the bar.
What if we could actually, on Match.com, have him be with real, like, contestants
matches.
Or matches, and we could do it, like, over, like, a FaceTime or something, you know, like... We could act. I guarantee you, women will respond to that Match.com post or whatever.
Will, yeah.
Maybe
and
we
I
could
don't know if
have...
I would ever want to meet them in person.
That's so what I mean. Know. Is do it over, like FaceTime or something.
Where the gym from?
Data puppet.
Well, how do you see
it? Like staged, I would do like a photoshopped Match.com profile.
Yeah.
You know, so people can get to see
right.
Ozzy puppet. And then just get girls to have a date with him over at Maria's.
Maria's coffee shop, Jester. I think we're going to need an actress.
Yeah. I agree.
I think because once you show up and there's someone there with a puppet. Think of this. Think of this. You're showing up and there's guys with cameras and a puppet. Right.
Yeah. And the Chester police.
Yeah. How long? I mean,
somebody that's able to like really take it seriously.
Or, and play off them.
Yeah.
Volunteers. Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My friend Michelle, she'll be awesome. She'll be great.
Yeah.
Our friend Jen would do it. She's an actress.
It'd be really funny, even like him just sitting
Maybe
on.
Maybe my friend Andrew.
Okay. Yeah, totally. No, Rob Halford should do his.
Yeah. He could be the last one.
Yeah, Rob Halford should be the last date with Ozzy.
I always thought you were very cute. I've always had this deep crush for you. Way back from the days of Sabbath. I couldn't help, but every time when I sang the Sabbath tunes when you weren't available, I just would go in your dressing room and I'd do things that are very rated R next. You're creeping me out, Robert. Let me ask you something, Ozzy. Do you like bananas?
Frozen bananas?
Frozen bananas.
That's great.
This is really funny.
Fed her
I should have brought the James
yesterday.
Puppet tonight.
Oh, I'd love to
Wait,
see
Wait, you got him?
You got a James puppet.
I do have him.
Did you get all the other ones? Or
I just got James. And he said he was thinking about making Lars, but I don't want to pay for a Lars.
Throw it in.
And
buy
that's
four,
no,
get
buy
one free, exactly. For God's sake.
And that's no offense to Lars, but like they're expensive. Yeah. So
are you getting
I want
what
the...
If you can, like, what if you can do something where... Because like Mike and I were talking, we also think it would be friggin' hysterical if when you're on these festivals, backstage, interview people as the Ozzy puppet.
Yes. That's how we do these.
To go on the street, but even
yes.
Backstage is even cooler.
Right. That's where to do these freaking...
Because then other bands want to get interviewed.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way to do it, to really, really get great use out of... Wait, does he play wiffle ball?
A little bit, yeah, he does,
bit.
Yeah.
My shoulders are all jacked up, but I can...
I say this is the nucleus right here, and we decide if we want to let anyone else play.
You got it.
We're putting it out.
We're saying other bands aren't allowed to use their roadies and stuff, right?
Nah, they can. I mean, bands, how many band members? Here's the challenge.
Okay.
Whatever festival we're on.
He just called you a roadie.
Name the bet us,
mm-hmm.
The Loud and Rowdy, Jim Brewer, will not only beat any other band
we'll
out there.
We'll give you 10 runs.
Whoa, no.
I'm just kidding. Mike,
wow.
Mike, easy. I don't know where these guys are from. Relax.
Wait, does Johnny Damon like have a band somewhere that we don't know about?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
Don't get excited.
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't get all excited on
okay.
me. 10 runs. We're going to challenge any other band and or their crew.
Okay.
To wiffle, nobody is going to beat us.
No.
Nobody.
No, there's no
I
way.
I think you should stick with the band.
Yeah.
I know. I
the band.
I don't mind
the band.
You know what? We'll do A squads, B squad. A B squad is your road crew. We like almost don't even look at them as a team.
So
they
be
have
one
to
guy
beat
in the
each
band
other.
And then like three guys that aren't in the band. It's like, well, does that really count? Well, what if it's no guys in the band? It's just like their crew.
I'm all right with that. I'll go.
Oh, yeah, I actually don't care either. I just want to play.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I just want to play. Yeah, so if we're playing Slipknot's crew,
yeah,
I'm all right with that. But they got to wear their outfits.
Yeah, they have to wear their outfits.
They have to wear the outfits, right.
They got to wear their outfits.
Their masks.
Yeah.
We should play GWAR.
Like Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, right.
You're doing their thing.
Dude, I'm doing that.
You're doing that.
Really?
The Juggalos.
The Juggalos.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why are you making that face?
That's crazy, right?
I don't know what I'm going into. I know I go on at midnight, and
wow,
people said you're doing that.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
what I
you?
Said. Yes, and this, yeah, it's just
what
me.
Is
and
that?
Maybe Alex should go with you.
You need security.
Yeah, come on now. And it's my third year. They've asked me like 3 years in a row, and I kept putting it off because I went, I don't know if they're gonna like me. Last year, I said, well, it was kind of a family thing, and so they keep coming back and they keep coming back. So finally I went, all right, you know what? They keep asking, I'll do it. And then I was on some radio station and went, you're doing, you want to see some of the pictures from there? Yeah. And I was looking at pictures like, whoa, this is.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
They've asked me, so.
Oh, you'll have a blast.
That's another whole thing. I mean, you win them over and they enjoy and then you got another, I don't know. I'm excited.
Everyone
I'm
says
tear
it's
it up.
Something to do once at least in your
where
life
is
go to
is
Insane Clown Posse, Juggalo.
The gathering is music with family, I guess, would be the best way I could put it.
Where is it? I don't remember. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's got to be like middle America, right?
But something tells me it's like in a desert or something.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
It's like throwing darts at people's backs and stuff like that.
Sounds great.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know how much I love talking old 80s metal, being funny, hanging out with my band, or the Mets and Me podcast, Mets and my family and my wife and all that jazz. And I love talking to you about it. That's why I do it every week. Now, we always want to deliver great content to our listeners, and the best way to do that, I want to know more about you. In order to do that, we create a survey. It's quick, anonymous, and you have a chance to win a Google Chromecast. All right. All you have to do is help us out. Visit www.mylistenerstudy.com. Tell us about yourself, okay? Mylistenerstudy.com. And you're going to get a chance to win Chromecast. And that's huge. And that's all we need. Just tell us what's up, who you are, why you listen, how you listen. Visit mylistenerstudy.com. Thanks so much.
All right, back to the Ozzy puppets. If that's the way we use it in the festivals, all of them. The Halford puppet,
but like
the James
in
puppet,
Cleveland, like on the streets in Cleveland, we should use the puppet. You know,
that's
like, just like walking through the town.
Can I just ask you a question? Where's the nearest Starbucks? Hey, to be able to use his hands.
Yeah, Jim definitely needs security. Jimmy might need face paint for this.
Yeah. Of course.
I might go up with face paint.
You should.
All right, that's an awesome idea. So here's something me and Mike thought of today. All right? We have a challenge on the show where Eddie Trunk is pretty much he's the emperor of what I call him today?
The University of Metal.
He's the like University of Metal. Yes, you're not going to ever... He's the dean of the University of Heavy Metal.
Uh-huh.
Do you think... And then we called your friend...
Chris. Professor Metalhead.
Professor Metalhead. Do you think he has...
What'd you say?
Professor... I don't know what I said. Professor Metalhead. Do you think he has any chance to go in a UFC... Heavy metal quiz battle.
Definitely.
Well, definitely. You'd even hesitate.
Without a doubt.
You think he'd go toe-to-toe with Eddie Trunk?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he could take down Eddie Trunk?
I think it would be a great match, yeah.
If we had to put money, and we're going to put money, who's winning that?
Yeah, I Professor Metalhead. Definitely.
Oh my God, you are...
I would bet on Professor Metalhead.
I don't know which side. I'm still not sure.
Well, he didn't get every question on the show that we did here, But they were obscure. Had the answer for all. Like, there wasn't one where someone went, and he didn't. Like, he had an answer for each one of those questions. Like, it was impressive. I thought for sure there were going to be at least 5-6 questions that no one – I wasn't going to hear a noise.
I'll tell you what. Like, the reason why I would definitely put money on Professor Metalhead is he answered every question with, like, a Rain Man quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His eyes were down, and he's like, you're right. Three chains on the Judas Priest album.
Yeah. Chris would love it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
This is our UFC – of heavy metal battle.
If we could do it at like Dingbats or something,
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Or even Bernie's. I don't know which one's better. Dingbats?
Yeah.
Eddie will go to Dingbats.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That would be, I mean, Lily, you gotta have like,
he's gonna announcer. Have a crowd. Eddie Trunk's gonna have a freaking crowd there. But that's great.
We'll get Chris a crowd.
Yeah. What if?
No, it's almost better that there's a challenger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's like the underdog.
Yeah.
Right. And do the whole UFC. I got to get an announcer.
Walk out.
That's what I mean. Yes. Like you have the whole coming in with a spotlight on them, walking up to the stage.
Yeah.
He's been doing heavy metal radio for 30 years. As long as the existence of metal has begun, he is the undefeated reigning champ, Eddie Trunk.
I was thinking he was doing Metal Mania probably before Chris was born.
I mean,
yeah.
How old's Chris?
This should be the ultimate.
Born in the 80s or no?
No.
How much fun? But now here's
70s. Yeah.
Then we thought, who would we have to talk to? Jamie Jasta. What? Who we need? Like questions from the outside of me and Ed, from us and Eddie, I think.
Yeah.
Like we need fair and square, other bands or what is the website people can talk to? Email? What's the email?
Oh, askthemetalmike@gmail.com.
askthemetalmike@gmail.com. Yes. Okay. Hopefully someone will email there with with questions.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm going to text Eddie and totally ask him if he's up for this event.
Yeah. I think why someone like Jamie then, would be great.
And then here's our plan. Let's say Eddie doesn't do it. Then we start taunting him.
Uh-huh.
We bully him into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
like,
that's great.
He wouldn't. He just backed out. He kind of pushed out.
Yeah. We have
I don't blame him. You know?
I don't blame him. I mean.
Still, you know.
You know, you got Professor Metal here. He doesn't know his skills, and clearly he doesn't want to be dethroned.
We were talking about someone, like, challenging Professor Metalhead, one of Alex's friends. And so I just texted him. I was like, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And I think Alex's friend was, like, into Metallica. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think we want to do Metallica. And he was like, he said, he was like, am I going to be playing against James Hetfield? Because I know he doesn't remember much from the 80s, and I could beat him. Like, he said that. Like
the puppet.
Dude, I will ask James if he'll be into that. I'll ask James.
That would be amazing.
If you guys want to do something like that, that would be awesome if they... I think they might be really into that. Them against their fans would be huge.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Yeah,
because he was like at first he was like the only person I wouldn't be able.
But
to
now who writes up the again? Who writes up? Are you going to write him up?
No, he can't.
I mean, I don't. If I'm betting, obviously I'm not going to. But you should be the host, Jim.
I'll be the host. It's my podcast, punk.
I wanted Jamie. Then have Jamie Jasta write the questions.
Yeah, we need someone to come up with questions, but that is a great idea with bands. With any other band and their fans that we do on this podcast.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Deanna?
What if the questions come from the fans?
Because there might be zero that come in.
You can't bet.
I love the specific his knowledge on Metallica against Metallica.
Yeah, he was like, unless it's James Hetfield, I'll beat them. And then he was like, well, wait a minute.
So he wants.
I bet you I could beat James Hetfield too, because he probably doesn't remember much from the '80s. That was his text.
I promise you, I'll ask James about this. I'll definitely ask him
more than Eddie Trunk. Are you still going to do the?
Oh no, yeah, we got to do the Eddie Trunk thing.
This is
a whole different thing. I'll just ask James. I'm gonna. I don't want to speak for them, but I think that's something. As long as it's a fan based thing, and they really think they can challenge the band. And think they're gonna be able to pull it off better. I mean, just from hosting their 30th year anniversary, their big thing was we want to do something for the fans. So James and Lars said, because I did a game show with them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how all this madness started. And they were like, will you do our 30 year anniversary and create shows for the fan? We want to do something really cool for our fans. So we had, they already did it. They just didn't go against the band. That would be freaking awesome.
The host for the Metallica one should be the Hetfield puppet.
It should be Lars.
Yeah.
Like,
Dude.
When he gets it wrong, he's like, "Ooh, no, that
should be That, if it's right, it's a yeah. If it's wrong, ooh." And let's see if that's true. Did Metallica begin in 1978? Ooh. What song made more money than any other song? I'm gonna say Sandman. Yeah!
That's great.
What's their top selling album of all time? Master of Puppets! Ooh! Ride of Lightning! Ooh! The Black Album! Yeah! You ready?
The buzzer should be
Master! Master! And whoever loses, where's your crown, King? Nothing! I love that song. So we get two different things here. The Metallica fan face-off. Mm-hmm. But I'll see if it's just James. And then we have Eddie Trunk versus
Professor
Metalhead.
See, this is the thing, is like, everyone knows that Eddie Trunk. All we just have to build up Professor Metalhead. Like we just have to build him up, like, maybe get a drawing of, like, make an ad where there's a drawing of some guy, just like a cartoon figure of him. Just keep building up, promote him somehow. Yeah. Like, for his professional metal.
And again, like what I said to him, what everybody said is, Chris sounds awesome because he's British. Like, on the radio, it sounds, his voice sounds awesome.
But we can get him, like, costume that he wears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he was wearing was perfect.
No, what he wears is absolutely perfect.
But that was kind of what was cool about it. It was like you didn't expect him to. Like, I had, I was.
Except for me.
I put him out of the running in the beginning.
Right.
As soon as he walked in, or as soon as he started talking, I was like,
Right.
Yeah, on the, when they sat down, you'll hear, when he starts speaking and you hear he's British, you even go, whoa. you're like, whoa.
Hey now.
Yeah, you didn't expect him to be, like, have the British accent, you know? It's good. It's a proper one, so it sounds smart. Whether he is or not, it sounds smart.
No, I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to remind everybody that while nobody else pegged him as the metalhead, I did.
But wait a minute, why? You said you had a game plan. How did you figure?
My game plan was, I approached the competition as Joe was competing against all of us. So I picked the guy that Joe would think no one else would pick.
Right.
Which is exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. But it could have been the girl, too.
Yeah, in that sense. Is why I put her in it.
Right.
She almost didn't make it. I begged her. I was like, Jen, please, if you get in there, even if they don't pick you, you're still going to throw them for a loop. You're still going to throw them for a loop.
It was great. It was an awesome night. All right, this is so this is super exciting. This is super exciting.
That's great.
I'm totally up for this.
But we can have, like, to build him up, like Mike was saying, we can do, like, a bunch of...
Let's have one more...
preliminary.
Listen.
That's what... Yeah, we have him versus your guy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's have some challenges with him, because...
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, we need a couple fights.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to prove that he's the real...
That's what I'm saying. Right, yeah, I mean, Eddie Trunk is Tyson in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we have Tyson in the 80s against Buster Douglas right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And Buster Douglas has no right to step in the ring.
Right, so we got
to
have...
Mike Tyson of metal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
So he's got to battle your guy.
All right, so if you listen to the podcast, do us a favor. Tell everyone about the video Thrash. It helps us. It helps the record. It helps just getting the word out there. You saw the video, pass the video. The song is playing at the end of this. So check out Thrash if you still haven't heard it.
So can radio stations play the song now that they...
Yes.
So all radio stations kind of have it? Or
They can, but I don't understand how that works.
Do they get it from the video or do they get it... have they been sent?
Here, like, I'll give you for instance. I just did press in L.A. There's a guy, JD, who's syndicated in certain markets. He's playing his favorite song on his personal radio show.
Right.
His favorite song is Family Warrior.
Uh-huh.
So he's played that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Opie today played Thrash.
Yeah.
A couple times. When I was in L.A., they were playing Thrash.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why... I don't understand why it's not the single. They're not the singles.
Right, yeah, yeah.
The single's going to be Old School.
Right.
And from what I understand, Old School gets sent out to the stations saying, this is what we want you to start playing.
Right.
And then there's a test, just like a movie or whatever.
Right.
And then depending on the test scores... shows how many times we'll start playing it. And then your radio team, which is what we pay for, like mobsters, show up
and say,
let me see how many times you played it. Why aren't you playing it in this slot, in this slot, in this slot?
Oh, wow. Oh yeah. Alex should be that guy.
And
or Gene. Hey, send Gene out there.
Well,
why aren't you playing this?
This is what I learned about.
Stupid.
We are in a tricky spot because we're not alternative.
Right.
There's two radio stations that exist now. Alternative and Classic. Classic doesn't play anything new.
Right.
The only time they play something new is from an old band.
Right.
Alternative plays your Volbeats, Five Finger Death Punch, Chevelle.
But that's where it would more fall in there. I mean, definitely more fall in that.
It maybe a song or two. I think it would, but this is where...
Is Five Finger Death Punch alternative?
It's not alternative, but that's what... When I say alternative, all right, if you listen to the only really good mix, there's like five stations in the whole country. Let's take WDHA in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play The Who,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll play Chevelle.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll play Bruce Springsteen, and then they'll play Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll play Volbeat.
Mm-hmm.
That they're far and wide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're talking maybe five stations in a whole country like that.
Right.
The rest are, we play pretty much who Papa Roach.
Right.
Pretty much who we're on Shiprocked with.
Right, yeah.
But they play the same song by that artist.
Correct.
They only play one song by that artist.
The Pretty Reckless.
Right.
Are you Avenged talking radio, Sevenfold, radio, or like internet?
Radio, radio.
Not like Sirius, not that.
Sirius is another one. You have Boneyard, which is where I assume where we would play.
Right, yeah.
Even though they won't play anything new. To them, they'll do Breaking Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the new one from Ozzy.
Right.
Here's the new one. And then you have what's the other station? Channel 37. No, not Hair Nation. Channel 37. Oh my god. Oh god, I listen to it every day. Anyway, where they play is Five Finger Death Punch, right, yeah, and Volbeat and all that shit, and that's totally different category.
Right.
Godzilla fart on you?
Yeah.
So.
She's smiling.
But this is what I learned about radio. So, and publicity. I'm getting these huge, huge publicity in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah. Huge. And even like radio, it comes down to, if you notice, I'll challenge anyone out there to listen. How many times do you hear Guns N' Roses a day now for like the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost to the point where I'm sick and tired of them.
Yeah.
Every time you turn on the radio, all you hear is Guns N' Roses. That's the Guns N' Roses. That's Live Nation.
Right.
Guns N' Roses, whoever is managing them and makes gazillion dollars,
mm-hmm,
and that's probably whoever runs ACT. That's big time money mobster going, we need to push tickets.
Right.
We run half your channel.
Mm-hmm.
You want interviews with these guys? You want to interview here? You want a possibility of this? You play this many times. It's just like Walmart. You go to Walmart at Christmas, and who's getting the posters up in the front, mm-hmm, and everything else? It's the guys that have billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And go, you're selling this. Case closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, you know, I had to hire a team, and I believe it's Q Prime, which is the manager of Metallica and Volbeat, and mm-hmm, they have a division where it's called the radio team, and they're like, you know, they show up and like, play, how many times you play this? And they're getting paid to go and monitor.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how bands do it.
Yeah.
There is no, hey, this song is amazing, let's help this band make it.
Right. Except for the people doing it now, right? Like the people that are playing the song now are just playing it because they feel like it.
No.
Oh, really? You guys are, it's being pushed right now?
Yes.
Even the guy playing like Family Warrior.
Oh, you're talking about for us?
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. Yeah, no, now it's totally because they want to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have anyone out. The album's not even.
Correct.
So but all the record stations, the radio stations have been sent.
The album.
Record, yeah.
Yes.
But they're not allowed.
Correct. Not allowed to play it.
Yet.
Yeah.
Old School is the only one technically they can play.
Thrash. Or
Old School.
Okay.
The song.
What about Dick Tonight? Because that's out.
It's out, but they don't.
They
I don't think anyone played that.
Right. Yeah. I think that other station you talk about was Octane.
Yes, yeah, Octane. Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's how it works. And, you know, you got to hope one just starts destroying on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's good for Thrash to keep murdering on the internet.
Yeah.
Because think of this. Let's say a known band puts a video out on YouTube. It's huge for them to get a million videos or 100,000 if they're known.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the bands that put something out there that are under a label. Go under any label. Go mm-hmm. under Metal Blade or whatever mm-hmm. label and look at some of the bands that are like, they're really good. And look at how many hits they have. Nobody knows the Loud and Rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're over 30,000 views. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a really good number.
Yeah.
But it'd be like if we start hitting, if it starts hitting 100, so 250, 300, half a million by the summer, then you have a serious eye opening, like, hey, who are these guys?
Mm-hmm. Right. And maybe once the record comes out, people start hearing it more and then they kind of decide to go see the video, want to see the video.
Right.
Other people that may not.
Right.
Because like right now you think like the people, you've already gotten that many people to watch it.
Right. Yeah, they have to sit and watch it.
You have to get other people that haven't seen it. Right.
You have to constantly
or
get people to watch it.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh my God, this is great. If you know, like, I know it's great.
Yeah.
I know it has an audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to just keep shoving it out there and shoving it out there and get the awareness out.
Do you say something about it every time you play it? You always talk about the record. Yeah.
Yeah. And we do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you've been selling your.
Right. So this week when I tour, I'm going to be playing the album while they're sitting.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
In Michigan. Yeah.
That's great.
And I could say that because anyone listening right now, the tour is over. It ended two nights ago.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
And it was amazing.
You didn't let them know that that's the album because we did that in Cincinnati, but nobody knew that that was your CD player.
I'm not going to tell them.
Okay.
But what I do is I tell it when I'm on stage because if I tell them, then you know I don't want them recording or whatever.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, all right, we got a couple missions to do. This is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'll reach out to Eddie Trunk. We got to get.
Professor
Metal, another challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do what we said?
Let me see if I can get like Don Jameson.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get like an undercard of Trunk.
Mm-hmm.
What about get Florentine? Like
a Florentine or something and see if they'll want to go at him. I think he can easily take them. See, I would put my, I would take my money on him. Although they're good challenges.
Yeah, I have faith in Chris.
All right, great. All right, sounds good.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen to shrimp.
Happy birthday to you.
What's your dreams about?
Happy birthday, dear Amy the shrimp.
Amy the shrimp.
Happy birthday to you.
I can read your mind.